Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Thursday, September 19th. San Diego looks into making it easier to put in traffic safety measures like crosswalks. More on that next. But first, let's do the headlines. Chula Vista is officially moving forward with its own restrictions on homeless encampments. But the number of people experiencing homelessness in the city is down this year. The City Council's unanimous vote earlier this week drew strong criticism from advocates for unhoused people, including Chula Vista resident Sylvia Irigoyen Adame, who said her daughter recently died while living in an encampment.
There's no helping. Nobody's helping them. If they fall, they don't need to be put smashed and hit, made feel like more like crap. They need more support. They don't need to be incarcerated.
Council members said the ban was necessary to support the city's housing and homelessness staff. San Diego Superior Court officials are warning San Diegans about a telephone scam where callers threaten arrest or fines for missing jury duty. Some victims have been told to get a money order or cash and meet a court clerk near a county courthouse to pay a fine. The scammers sometimes have the person's address to make the scam seem legit. But Superior Court officials say the court does not make telephone calls to ask for money or threaten arrest. If you get one of these phone calls, officials say to hang up. If the scammer keeps calling, you should contact law enforcement. We're nearing the end of the summer season, and more fall-like weather is in store for us today and the rest of the work week. The National Weather Service says the highest chance of rain is this morning. It's also expected to be windy in most parts of the county today, with gusts reaching up to 20 miles per hour. Today in the inland and coastal areas, temps will be in the low 70s, in the mountains in the high 50s, and in the deserts, it's expected to be in the high 80s. Temps are expected to rise over the weekend. The first day of fall is Sunday. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need. The San Diego City Council wants to make it easier to install traffic safety measures like crosswalks and speed humps. Metro reporter Andrew Bowen has more.
The council on Monday unanimously approved a resolution declaring safety is the number one priority when it comes to transportation. It comes after many residents complained city policies are too restrictive around traffic calming. Even locations where pedestrians have been killed sometimes don't meet the city's criteria for safety improvements. Council President Shawnee LaRivera says that needs to change.
And when I hear from community members, they can't get a traffic safety measure implemented on their street because it does not satisfy some specific scoring criteria, it bothers me. It bothers me because it's a resident of my district who simply wants to feel safer living in their neighborhood when they are running into barriers.
The council asked the Office of the Independent Budget Analyst to present options for how to better instill safety into the city's transportation policies. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
The FBI is warning of a new scam targeting teens. It involves extorting teens over sexually explicit photos. Here's reporter Alexander Nguyen with what parents can do to protect their children.
Sextortion involves scammers convincing teens to send sexually explicit images or videos to them and then threatening to release those photos or videos unless the victim pays up or produces more. Gregory Hansen with the FBI says this type of scam is increasing at an alarming rate.
We had one six-month period where I think we had went from about 5,800 tips up to over 6,000. We're seeing about a 20 to 30% increase from prior years.
And that has deadly consequences.
There's one such story where a minor male ended up being contacted 11 o'clock at night by about 4 a.m., maybe even earlier, had already taken his life.
Hansen says the best way to deal with these scammers is to block and report them. And parents also need to talk to their teens about online safety. The best way to prevent sextortion is for it not to happen in the first place. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
If you or someone you know are having thoughts of suicide, you can call the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988. Our public matters partner, iNewsSource, has a new program called San Diego Documenters. It trains and pays people to attend public meetings and create a record of what happens. The program coordinator, Isaac Rambila, and iNews Source managing editor, Jamie Self, join KPBS's Maya Tribolsi to share more.
Isaac, let's start with you. Tell us, what are the documenters?
What we're trying to do is engage people who are interested in having their communities be informed about the different decisions that are being made at the local government level. These are often people who are already civically curious, but they're trying to find a way in. Our program is actually part of a national network. There are 19 communities throughout the country who are doing something similar. And what we do is we partner with local libraries, with schools, and other community organizations to bring trainings to people throughout the county. We are also the first program in the nation to offer our trainings in Spanish.
Well, that's really exciting. And as you mentioned, this is part of a national network. So Jamie, tell us, why was it brought to San Diego?
Sure. Thanks for the question. We're looking around at what's happening in local news, and we see an incredible decline. I mean, this has been the news story about news for years and years. And so we noticed the Documenters Program. Our CEO found out about it and thought, you know, maybe this would be something good to bring to San Diego. There certainly is a need for it, and there's a need for community-powered journalism, and that's why we brought Documenters. If you think about it, there are hundreds of public agencies across the county. Each of those meets multiple times a year. And, you know, by and large, no one is there, no journalist mm-hmm. is there to keep record of what's happening and to watchdog those agencies. And we know that when someone is present to watch, whether that's a member of the public or a journalist, you know, the decisions, we might have better outcomes. We might have more responsibility. Certainly, public officials have more awareness about the importance of the decisions that they're making. And so that's what we hope to, that's the need that we hope to fill with the Documenters.
So how do the Documenters address the issues that we're seeing?
Sure. So our Documenters identify news tips that then fuel our journalism. Another part that we believe is important is connecting journalism to the communities. We often hear about community members who don't really recognize themselves in some of the coverage that they see, mm-hmm. And often worse, that they can't trust the media that they watch. So what we're trying to do is put people in the same room, journalists and community members, so they can talk about the importance of covering local decisions and also discuss and share some of the skills that are needed to do some of this work.
So can you explain to me how community members and what community members get out of a program like this?
Sure. But we're trying to share our skills. Mm-hmm. Documenters are trained to report the same way that a lot of, you know, professional journalists would do that. They are trained to go to meetings and gather information accurately. And, you know, to put it a little bit more simply, they are trained to get the quotes and get the votes.
So, Jamie, one of the goals of the Public Matters Partnership is to help each of us better connect not only to one another, but also to get involved in shaping how local decisions are made. So how does the Documenters Program help meet these goals for everyone?
Sure. I think this is one of the most important and remarkable aspects of the Documenters Program. I mean, these are community members who are finding a way to participate in journalism. So, you know, at a very basic level, the Documenters connects community members to journalists. And what we hear, as Isaac mentioned, all the time is that people don't see themselves reflected. They don't feel empowered. They feel hopeless sometimes, that they can't influence the outcome of decisions that impact their lives. And they don't know where to go or how to do it. And so, I've been to some trainings. We try to bring journalists to the Documenters training so mm-hmm. that we can talk about our work and really communicate to community members the value of their being there. And it's pretty amazing to have these conversations and see community members realize that they can do more than just write a note to city council. Mm-hmm. They can do more than come and speak during the public comment. They can sit there, they can observe, they can create a record. It can be seen by, you know, our journalists and hopefully journalists across the county, and it can produce an article that actually reaches many more people. And that's empowerment. you know, and that's connecting the journalism to the community in a way that I don't think traditional journalism or the way we've been doing it for years has been successful.
Thank you. I've been speaking with Documenter's program coordinator, Isaac Brambila, and iNewsSource managing editor, Jamie Self. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Another aspect of our new Public Matters initiative is something we're calling Why It Matters. It's with our other partner on the project, Voice of San Diego. In the first installment, CEO Scott Lewis explains a recent kerfuffle in the local Republican Party and why it matters.
For the last 20 years, nobody has been more prominent or influential in the local Republican Party than Carl DeMaio. But now, that party is going all in to support his opponent in a closely watched assembly race. They are denouncing DeMaio in a way that would not have been thinkable just last year. Earlier this month, Republican Party Chair Corey Gustafson released an open letter encouraging Republicans to support Andrew Hayes in the 75th assembly race. And here's why it matters. Parties can help candidates in three major ways. They can raise and spend unlimited funds communicating with members. They can include candidates on slate mailers showing party endorsements, and they can promote that candidate in their own voter guides. Now, all of that is on the table for Hayes.
To learn more about Public Matters, go to kpbs.org/public matters. If your child doesn't want to be a Halloween costume repeater this year, and you're wondering what to do with last year's costume, here's an idea. A local nonprofit, Support the Enlisted Project, or STEP, is holding a Halloween costume drive for children of military families on limited budgets. The organization is seeking to collect 600 new or gently used costumes for newborns to children up to 13 years old. You can drop off a costume through September 30th at STEP's warehouse in Scripps Ranch or at the Barron Team's office in Scripps Ranch. Once the drive ends, the costumes will be distributed at STEP's monthly distribution event on October 19th. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. In tomorrow's podcast, our KPBS arts reporter joins me to talk about the new Fall Arts Guide. Join us again for that, plus the day's top stories. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great Thursday.